Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pittsburgh. You have found the Fan Morning Pre-Show. I'm Ron Cook in for the guys today. It's one of my favorite shifts of the year. I love starting holidays by talking sports with you. And it's my privilege and honor to be with you. And I'm hoping you're out there listening to me and starting your day with me. It is a holiday. It's a great holiday. Donnie Chadwick just did the pre-show, did a fabulous job, his first time ever doing it. Were you nervous a little bit, Donnie?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I would say anxious, you know, that mixture of excitement and nervousness. But, yeah, there were definitely some nerves in there.
I know the feeling, although I probably started doing this before you were even born. So my first radio show was 1993. KDKA AM. Were you around yet?
I was born in October of 95.
See, you weren't even around when I was going through the nervous part here. You're still a baby, man.
I just turned 26.
Well, you got a long way ahead of you. Believe me, it goes fast, too. Enjoy every second of it. I did a great job on the show. I heard you say Thanksgiving's one of your is your favorite holiday.
Yeah, it definitely has to be up in that top three. I mean, I think we get three good ones here this time of year. I think Christmas has to be up there for people. I know it's hectic, but that's always a great holiday. But Thanksgiving has to be in everyone's top three.
Well, you know, my first one is July 4th. You know, I'm a warm weather guy. I'm a shorts, flip-flop, Speedo guy, being at the pool. I just heard from my landlord, Chris Wappler, sent me a note. He is down now on the Gulf Coast of Florida, and he said it's going to be a high of 80 down there. That's my perfect Thanksgiving weather. That's my perfect Christmas weather. It could be 80 every day. I'd take 90 over 20, although it's not too bad out there today. I'm a sun guy, you know?
Yeah, I can get behind that. I mean, whenever it gets really cold and even snowy, I mean, I'm not a snow fan at all. The only time I like snow is during a football game, really. I think it gives it a cool atmosphere, but I'm not a snow person whatsoever.
Well, you're a big man. You played college football, right?
I played for a year at Waynesburg, yeah.
At Waynesburg. Were you a Turkey Bowl guy? Did you play football around Thanksgiving Day, Turkey Bowls?
Yeah, I've had a few Turkey Bowls in my day.
Are you still playing? Or are you're too old for that at 26?
I mean, I could probably play for the next few years, I guess, but I don't have one, you know, scheduled today, obviously. But I'd say I could probably still play in a few.
So what do you do all day? Sit around, eat, and watch the games?
Yeah, that's going to be my plan. I'm going out to my aunt's after this. You know, I'm done around noon, and then I should be good right for that first game. And
there is no first game. You might as well just skip that. Bears, Lions, who cares?
See, I care about that one. I care about
that one.
The
best part of that is all that they always eat, have the big turkey legs there. You know, I mean, they have the players munching on them. That's the best part of that game. It stinks. They both stink. Why do you like that game?
I mean, I just love the NFL. I've had
well,
those conversations.
I do, too, but I don't like that game.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly bad games, but I'm just hoping that one surprises people. You occasionally get that game that you look at and think it's going to suck, and then it comes out of nowhere.
It can't possibly not suck. I mean, the records of these teams, is the Lions get their first win today or what?
They could. I mean, I guess Jared Goff has a shot to play, but even then, I don't know if he's better than Andy Dalton. I actually like Andy Dalton. He's got to be the best backup in the league.
Better than Mason Rudolph?
Yes.
I don't know about that. He's got experience. I think Mason's a pretty good backup. I don't want him necessarily as my starting quarterback, but I think he's pretty good as a backup. But Bears Lions, you know, the games today don't do a lot for me, although the next two a little better. I didn't realize this. I just saw this the other day. All six of the teams playing today lost on Sunday. Every one of them lost on Sunday.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I didn't realize that either.
I mean, the Buffalo, New Orleans tonight, they both lost last week. Vegas, Dallas, they both lost. Lions always lose except when they play the Steelers, although that felt like a win for them, didn't it? Felt like a loss for the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions at least got to go a week without saying they lost a game.
Well, they're not going to go 0-17. They might go 0-16-1, but they're not going to go 0-17, right?
I don't think so.
I know so. With that tie, they're not going.
Well, yeah.
0-17, right?
Yeah, I guess they can go what
0-16-1.
But I think they'll find a win in there. I don't know where.
I think it's hard. It's hard to go. It's real. It's hard to go 17-0 or 16-0. It's hard to go 0-16, 0-17.
Too. Yeah, and with the way that the NFL goes, sometimes I know they play the Arizona Cardinals in mid-December, and I just can't wait until that's the day that the Lions get their win. We'll have the Cardinals sitting at 11-2 or 11-3. The Lions will be sitting at 0-12-1, and they'll pull it off somehow.
It's the NFL. You know, it's like Jacksonville beating Buffalo 9-6. How does that happen? Only in the NFL.
Yeah, and then Houston beating Tennessee last week after the Titans were running through everybody.
I mean, it is absolutely crazy. I can't figure it out. I'm glad I don't bet. I picked the games with Starkey. I'm on a little bit of a roll, but I'm glad I don't bet, because they always told me a long time ago that they build those palaces in the desert because people lose, not because they win. And I always believed that, you know. Are you a gambler? You wager a dollar or two? No, it's legal. You can go down to the casino and do it. You don't have to call some bookie on the side.
Yeah, I mean, I never did it before, you know, it became legal and all the apps came out and it became so easy to do it. I certainly don't overdo it because I don't have the expenses to do so.
Come on. You're young and rich. What the heck?
I wouldn't say rich, but, you know, I'll throw some on each game today.
You got some on? Who do you like?
I'd still probably go Bears in that first one, even if Goff plays. Cowboys in the second one. I don't know if I'd have them cover. I don't even know what the spread is at the current moment.
I can tell you that it was 7.5. Dallas is given 7.5. I took Vegas.
Yeah, I think Vegas can, come within that. I think Dallas wins the game, though.
And then New Orleans is getting 6 at home against Buffalo tonight.
I think tonight will be a big bounce back for the Bills and Josh Allen, so I'd actually go with them there.
So you think New Orleans just going to totally go in the tank? They are in the tank.
Yeah, and I know Alvin Kamara is not playing. Mark Ingram might not play. And they've
lost 3 in a row already. This would be 4. You know, banged up, though, as you said.
Yeah, so I would like the Bills on the road. Because they're getting that sense that they need to have some sort of statement game. Plus, now they know they can't mess around because Belichick gave them a whole 1 year off, and now he's back with Mac Jones doing his old thing.
He's doing his old thing. Starkey thinks they're going to the Super Bowl. We'll see. I like Kansas City still. I think they're going to bounce back. It's tough to make it, 3 years in a row, though, to get there. We'll see. Last night, you know, you worked early this morning, so I assume, did you get some rest last night, or were you up all night worrying about doing the show?
No, I got to bed around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
So you weren't out partying last night. Last night's like the busiest drinking night of the year, they tell me.
It is, yeah. I mean, I've been out for it a few times, you know, and I know a lot of my friends were out, you know, and more power to them since they could, but I had to sit this year out.
I look at it this way, Donnie. I drink enough all year. I don't need to be out last night, you know. I was up I went to bed early. I watched the hockey game last night, and the Penguins, another nice performance. We're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. But I like to go out, but I'm usually in. I'm a happy hour kind of guy. I'm a 4-6, 4-7 type guy. I'm not out there at midnight. My mother always taught me nothing good happens after midnight. You ever hear that lesson?
I have, yeah. I mean, I can definitely get behind being the happy hour crowd, too. I mean, that's whenever you get your best deals. That's why they call it happy hour.
It's the best bargains, right?
Yeah.
Us guys that like free and free light, it's the best bargain you can come to it, right?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know if you would have been out last night anyway. I figured you might have just came from the bars, came rolling right in here. So.
No, I had to come ready to go. I would not have put on a performance at all if I would have gone out. I probably would have just slept through everything, and it would have been a disaster.
Now, did you sleep last night, or did you worry about the show?
I tossed and turned a little, I guess, with some nerves, but I did get some sleep in. I mean,
I'll make it today.
I felt fine.
I'll make an admission to you. I didn't sleep well at all thinking about the show. Even now, I still do that. I think about what I'm going to say, how I'm going to break it up, what's the big story. You know, you never rest. It's like when I write a column, I get one done, and then I'm worried about what the next one's going to be. You know what I mean? It's always on your mind.
Yeah, I think if I had a bigger time frame to fill, I would have been way more nervous. But knowing
well,
that
why
I
don't
had...
you take over these next 3 hours, and you can go ahead and fill. Get your feet wet a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I can't pull a Zeiss on us now.
What's
I don't
Zeiss?
Know how
Show
he does
up late
it.
Or what?
Well, just the kind of rant wing it mentality.
Are you saying he doesn't do a lot of preparation? Is that what you're saying?
He does, but you can just tell.
I don't know that he does.
I think you can just get that sort of mentality or aura from him.
But he's very entertaining, I'll say that.
Yeah, without a doubt.
He is very entertaining. So we got a great show planned. We're going to talk a lot of hockey. Bob Grove is going to join me at 8 o'clock. You're going to hear from Mike Sullivan, who was not totally pleased with the 4-1 win against Vancouver last night. He liked it, but there were a couple elements to it he didn't like. You'll hear from him. We're going to hear from Brian Rust a little bit. Finally scored his first goal since the first game, and I don't know if you saw his celebration last night. He was pretty much into it. We're certainly going to talk a lot of Steelers, Bengals. A good friend of mine, Jeff Hobson, covers the Bengals for Bengals.com. And one of the best parts of being in this business for as long as I've been in it is you make some great friends, and you feel like you can ask somebody to come on the air with you live at 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning. It takes a lot of guts to ask that question, doesn't it? But you know you have a pretty good buddy when he says, sure, I'll get up to talk Bengals Steelers with you. So Jeff Hobson will be along at 7, I'm hoping, providing the phone wakes him up. But looking forward to talking to him. He was a guy that was on with Starkey and I early in the season, and he predicted the Bengals could win 10 games, and we kind of laughed at him, but damn, he may be close. So we'll be talking a lot about that. Got some Hall of Fame talk for you, too. The NFL released its 26 finalists, semifinalists, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And in the same week, Major League Baseball came out with its ballot for induction next year. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens on it for the final time. If they don't get 75% of the vote, they won't be on eligible by the baseball writers. They'll probably be handed down to the Veterans Committee later. And I don't know that I like their chances. Most of the older veterans don't have use for the steroid guys, nor do I, but we'll talk about that as the show progresses. But looking forward to spending the next 3 hours with you. As I said, I love Thanksgiving. I love working the holidays. I always volunteer for the holidays because it's great to talk sports with you, whether you're just getting started on your holiday meal preparations, or maybe you're getting ready to head to grandma's, or maybe you're already on the road. I certainly appreciate you having the radio tuned in to 93.7 The Fan. There's a zillion options out there. And all of us here at The Fan, I know the morning show guys certainly appreciate it as well as all of us do. So we are just getting started. Thank you for being along for the ride. 3 hours of sports talk coming up next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.